Baptist World Aid, they recently released their ethical fashion guide for the year, looking at clothing especially that's made in ways that respects workers, protects the environment, looking at the environmental impacts of our purchases. In the lead up to Christmas, when we've also got the Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales coming up as well, are you conscious of trying to shop in a values-driven way? Catherine Halliday is from Baptist World Aid. Catherine, what is it about us that likes a sale? Is there some kind of science behind our interest in a bargain?
Yeah, it's a great question. Really, our minds love to feel in abundance and in control, and like we've just scored something that's great value. And so sales season and retail therapy really fits into those mindset shifts that we have. And our brain is wired that way to give us a hit of dopamine, even when we just think about making a purchase or about finding something at a good sale. And, you know, marketing professionals are just as aware of these phenomena in our brain chemistry as we are. So they're spending billions capitalizing on this to capture our attention and our purchases.
Yeah, and what is the impact of buying unnecessary products though? Like if we're treating ourselves, if we're buying that thing we don't really need, what is the flow-on effect?
It's an important thing to ask. I think the first most obvious point would be that if we're buying things we don't really need, it's filling up our closets and impacting our wallets. But it also is really harmful to the environment and to workers involved in the supply chain. So Aussies are buying more clothing on average than there are weeks in the year. And we send hundreds of thousands of tons of textile waste to landfill each year too. So these impulse purchases that we make, or if we're jumping on a trend that will be over in the blink of an eye, they really do add up to cost the planet. And they also are hurting the millions of workers involved. So we released our ethical fashion report last month. And we found that 89% of companies weren't paying a living wage at any facility in their supply chain. Wow. So our desire to find those low prices means that companies can cut corners to keep their prices low by not elevating the wages to what we would say is fair for these workers.
Right. So is there anything that we can do to push back against the impact of advertising? Like, we know what they're doing. What do we do to push back against it?
Yeah, I would give 3 suggestions. Firstly, just take a moment to reflect on whether you truly need to buy new things. The temptation of Black Friday is that great value that brands are offering, but remember that the best value and the most sustainable things you're going to find are already in your wardrobe, or they're going to come from a clothes swap or an op shop. So just hit the brakes on the checkout and just ask if you need those new things. Maybe you can go for a walk around the block and take a breather before you add to cart, just so you're not impulse purchasing these things. And then the second thing I would suggest is just limiting our exposure to advertising by unsubscribing and unfollowing accounts that are giving you lots of ads. We're targeted constantly on social media, so we can also just take a step back, particularly in these few weeks, step off social media, get outside and enjoy the good weather, spend time with friends rather than scrolling and just seeing those hundreds of ads.
It sounds really delightful, this picture of wonders and sunshine. I'm like, yes, we're going to save money. Our mental health will be, you know, better for it as well. And it's really a values conversation coming into the way we choose to spend, what we choose to purchase. How can our values shape the way we shop?
Yeah, I think when we realize the impact that our everyday purchasing decisions can have, it can feel overwhelming. But on the flip side, we can also be empowered that we're a part of the fashion system too. And if we are maybe not so conscious about the impact that we're having, we can contribute to a negative impact or negative trends in the industry, but we can turn that around and use our influence to reflect our values in how we participate in it. So we can choose to step off that treadmill of consumerism and greed. And if it's really a core value of ours that people do deserve dignified work and healthy environments, we can do research into the brands that we want to shop with, and do things like check the ethical fashion guide to see if there are brands that align with our values.
And it can feel like a bit of a bummer or a bit of a kind of buzzkill to have these kind of conversations around Christmas, because there is something so exciting and fun about Christmas, about buying gifts, about, you know, receiving them and the celebration of all of that. So how can we make sure that Christmas is still joyful, but that we aren't being unnecessarily wasteful?
You're right. Christmas and gift giving around that time is such a joyful thing, and really it forms a meaningful part of a lot of family traditions around that time too. So from my own experience, I'll share what my family does over Christmas, which is we run a secret Santa just in our immediate family. So everyone gets one bigger present for a family member, and that's usually something specific that they've requested. So it's something that they need or want, and we're not guessing at what they would like. And then we get a smaller gift for a different family member, and that's always from an op shop or secondhand. So you get the joy of unwrapping something, but you know you're unwrapping something that you asked for, or that hasn't burdened the environment maybe, or contributed to overproduction because you're getting that thing secondhand. But there are lots of great ways to get a DIY gift, or I'm a big fan of also gifting a shared memory by organising an activity to do together.
Mm. Catherine, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure.
Catherine Halliday from Baptist World Aid. You can check out their ethical fashion report, some ways that, yes, we can shop with this in mind in the Christmas season, on our website, hope1032.com.au.